cheating is not the one that something will get good for me. Cheating is that something gets bad for someone else. Understand that. Because me, I'm not one. I'm not even one part of the herd. I'm a part of this culture. What is this culture? It's in me, isn't it? So, that's how it comes. I change drastically with absorbing the idea of good and bad and understanding we as a collective machine, because I know that this collective machine had made all the education possible for me. How did I get my PhDs? From the universities and organization and all that. So I'm a part of that, that's a part of me. This portion of the human being is important, not this portion. Yes, this portion is a part of it. It's the animal, I came with it, and this one will die. So what? Should I worry about it? No. Why? Because I have more than the animal life. My cultural existence, and where is my emotion? Is it my cultural existence? Over there, I know what pity is. The animal doesn't understand pity. That one has the pity to forgive and to help and to love and to be good. So these are two sides of life. With one long paragraph, he started to say, listen, that crow in you is a silly one, because it's looking for remaining the same. But the essence of you is everlasting changes, step by step by step. So look at that one, then the crow will not be that important, right? Then, next paragraph, yes.
The prophet, on whom be peace, said, pity three classes of men, the mighty man of a people who is abased, and the rich man of a people who is impoverished, and a learned man whom the ignorant make sport of.
Okay, this was simple. You read it. I read the Persian to you. قال النبي عليه السلام ارحموا ثلاثا عزيز قوم ذر الوطن. It's all Arabic. Because he wants to say the saying of the Prophet. The first one was praying. The second one is the follow-up of that one. This is the saying of the Prophet. Prophet, he said something in Arabic, right? Now let's listen to the translation of the Persian part of it.
The Prophet said, take pity on the soul of him who was rich and then became poor, and on him who was mighty and became despised, or on one virtuous and learned amongst the mudar.
What was that? Translation. This is the Prophet. Okay? The Prophet is saying what? Have pity on... Do you remember I said? The animal doesn't understand the pity. But here the Prophet will say, have pity on what? On a rich fellow who became poor. Of a strong fellow who became weak. Means, look at it. To us, there is a process of improvement or deprovement. When deprovement happens, what should you think of? So the animal, they become happy because the competition, period. But for us, he says, no, pity. You have to have pity for these people. Why? Yes?
The Prophet said, show pity to these three classes, if you are of rock and mountain. Him who was made lowly after being a chief, and the rich man too, who became impecunious. And thirdly, the learned man who in this world becomes afflicted by the foolish.
Okay. What was the difference? Repetition. The same thing, right? Said, okay, first said it this way, now he said the same, repeating it, because he insists that you will remember this. There are three situations that you understand very well, two of them at least. A rich fellow who becomes poor, you understand that. Everybody understands, because the power of the money, everybody gets it, right? The second one is the second one is the one who was the boss. Now he's kicked out. He's jobless, right? But the interesting is the third one. Third one is a knowledgeable fellow who is surrounded by stupid people. That simple. Because he knows what he's thinking, but the stupid people are around him, they're not listening to him, they don't let him talk, and blah, blah, blah. So have pity on these three people. Why?
For to come from high to low estate is like the amputation of a limb from the body. The limb that is cut off from the body becomes dead. Newly cut off, it moves, but not for long. He who drank the cup of last year, this year he suffers the pain and headache, while he who, like a dog, is by nature attached to the kennel, how should he have the desire for sovereignty? He that has sinned seeks to repent. He that has lost the way cries, alas.
Listen, how amazing it is. First, in three verses, I said these three conditions you should have pity. Then repeated another two verses, repeating the same stuff. Then it added that, a part which is disconnected is dead part. It could move even, but it is dead. What was that for? We were talking about good people, remember? And a good fellow, when he is cut from these we, it would rot away, because his life in this. But normally you don't pay attention. That's why he brought it. These three people, you got it? These three good people I'm talking about? If you cut them away from humanity, what will happen to them? They will die. That's what it is, the connection with we. But look around you, what do you see? We say, there are some of us who are silly and they should be down there and they never want to be up here. And there are some who are different. Who will really repent? The fellow who has lost a path, he will wonder. He will say, I'm lost. A fellow who is not looking for a way, he doesn't know any path, he doesn't understand that he's lost. This is what the point is. This is what I wanted to insist after that long paragraph. Now, let's go and listen to a story. Yes.
Story of the young gazelle being confined in the donkey stable, and how the donkey assailed the stranger, now with hostility and now with mockery, and how it was afflicted by dry straw, which is not its food. And this is a description of the chosen servant of God amongst human beings and those addicted to passion and sensuality. For Islam strange appeared and will become strange again, and blessed are the strangers. The message of Allah spoke the truth.
Okay. A long, long, long explanation about a very simple story, which is so simple that he hopes that you will get it, really. It's this little, tiny, beautiful animal who had happened that it's in a stable of the donkeys. What will happen? Everybody knows that this pure little one, everybody will hit him, they will laugh at him, and they don't appreciate him. Why? Because they're stupid, they're donkeys. This is what the environment is all about. Means what? Let's go back. In the last paragraph I was talking about what? About some people who pray for changes and they understand the changes and they're looking for it, right? Who will understand it? At the end of it, and say, the stupid people, they don't get it. It's useless to explain it to them. Here, we say, look at it in reality. In reality, who is in trouble? Me and you? No, the peer is in trouble. Those people who are transformed, they are living with us. What are we doing to them? Do we pay enough attention? Yes, now we do.
A hunter captured a gazelle. The merciless man put it into a stable. Like oppressors, he made a stable full of cows and donkeys, the prisoner of the gazelle. The gazelle, wild with terror, was fleeing in every direction. At night, he poured straw before the donkeys. By hunger and appetite, every cow and donkey was devouring the straw, sweeter than sugar. Now the gazelle would run in fright from side to side. Now it would turn its face away from the smoke and dust of the straw. Whosoever is left with his opposite, they have deemed that punishment as death.
This is the point. This is the point that he was getting at. Here he's explaining the simple stuff, right? Somebody got a good animal and brought it with the cow and the donkeys, and suddenly what happens over there? This little animal is in trouble, right? What does that mean? Is that this is what it is. That if you are not in the right part of we, you should be in a part of it which are similar to you. If you are within the people opposite of you, this is death. This is that really torture, which is death. The real meaning of death is this. Forget the death of the animal. Think about the cultural part. Okay. Everybody is the cultural part of it. If you happen to be in a place that everybody is the different one, is the opposite of you, is the silly one, is the stupid one. Who feels bad? They don't feel bad. They are going for their life. You will be miserable. So this is what it is. We talked about this unification, remember? Coming together, being together to absorb this culture and improve it at the same time. This coming together has this problem, yes?
So that Solomon said, unless the Hupi makes a respectable excuse for his absence, I will kill him or inflict upon him a torment